from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce. Topping our report this hour, President Biden addressed the nation this afternoon following the historic multinational prisoner swap that released four Americans, including Wall Street Journal reporter and Princeton native Evan Gershkovich and former Marine Paul Whelan. The president celebrating the news while surrounded by the family of the four Americans.
It's an incredible relief for all the family members gathered here. It's a relief to the friends and colleagues all across the country. We've been praying for this day for a long time.
A statement from the president says, quote, I will not stop working until every American wrongfully detained or held hostage around the world is reunited with their family. Former President Donald Trump is questioning VP Kamala Harris's racial identity. In a combative appearance at the National Association of Black Journalists convention in Chicago Wednesday, Trump claimed he didn't know Harris was black, claiming she switched her racial identity from Indian to black.
I didn't know she was black until a number of years ago when she happened to turn black, and now she wants to be known as black.
Harris went to Howard University. Hoboken police are investigating reports by three women of being groped by a person riding an e-bike Tuesday afternoon. The incidents happened near the intersections of 2nd and Garden Streets, Garden and 1st Streets, and Willow Avenue and 7th Street, according to ABC Eyewitness News. One woman said it happened very quickly, which left her angry that it happened several times. Dead fish in a lagoon in Little Egg Harbor are creating a smell and attracting birds, residents tell 6 ABC Action News. The DEP in a statement says poor water quality and low oxygen levels are to blame for the dead fish, which have started to clear out. Now the Lester Glenn Business Report. Etsy said Wednesday it will begin testing its first ever loyalty program in September called Etsy Insider. The company said select buyers will receive an invitation for the program, which will offer free shipping across the U.S. and access to discounts. Over on Wall Street, the Dow closed down about 495 points today. If you're looking for a new vehicle, visit LesterGlenn.com and choose from over 2,000 vehicles. Experience the way car buying should be. Experience Lester Glenn. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to NJ1015.com and click on demand. Are we unsettled tonight? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Through this weekend, our air is going to be ridiculously humid. Dew points in the mid-70s. That is tropical. That's suffocating. Makes the heat wave far more uncomfortable and more hazardous than it would have been otherwise. Also raises the concern for some drenching rain if a thunderstorm can get going. We could see an isolated shower tonight. Definitely steamy with lows only falling into the mid-70s by morning. Tomorrow, 90 to 95 with a mix of clouds and sun. Could be a shower popping up at any time. Best chance for a wave of scattered thunderstorms will be tomorrow night. Saturday, really humid and still hot. Highs around 90, mostly cloudy with a few showers and thunderstorms around. We're especially watching late day Saturday. Sunday, chance of showers and thunderstorms, especially early and late. It'll be partly sunny and not as hot Sunday, 85 to 90. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Hackensack 94, New Brunswick 96, Evesham also 96. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by Middlesex County Fair. They have food, animals, rides, entertainment, and more at the Middlesex County Fair. It's in East Brunswick, August 5th through the 11th. Affordable fun for all, free parking, and adult tickets are only $10. Before you go, check MiddlesexCountyFair.com. You can also find them on Facebook and Twitter for their updates.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.